Patience is a great experience, a great existential experience. Then Muzo recited an extempore waka. The beater and the beaten, mere players of a game, ephemeral as a dream. This is what witnessing is all about. If you can become a witness in a situation, suddenly you are out of it, no more part of it. If you lose your witnessing, even in a dream, you become part of it. You go to the movie, you're just a watcher there. But sooner or later, you forget all about your being a watcher. You become part of the story. You smile, you cry, you weep, you become angry, you become agitated, and there is nothing on the screen, just shadows passing. But you have lost the witnessing. You are almost identified now. You are part of the story now. Then even shadows passing on the screen become realities. And just the opposite happens. If you stand by the side of the road and simply watch people passing, suddenly you will see real persons have become ephemeral, shadows on the screen. The whole thing depends on you. If you are identified, an unreal thing becomes real. If you are unidentified, even a real thing becomes unreal. A man who knows what witnessing is, for him this whole life is nothing but a big dream, a big drama. This is one of the greatest insights the East has achieved, that life, life that you know as life, is ephemeral, illusory, Maya. It is not real. There is another life. If you become aware, then you enter the temple of reality. Unawareness allows you only to live in a dream. The samurai ran, fell at the feet of the master. Then and there he became a disciple. If you remain silent when the situation was ordinarily demanding anger, if you remain patient when the other was expecting impatience, he will be infuriated, he will be hurt, humiliated. He would like to take revenge. You are playing God to him. But if you continue, if you are not tempted and you remain in your silence, in your tranquility, you remain centered and rooted in your being, sooner or later the other is going to relax. Because silence is such a power. Silence is such a transforming force. Silence is so alchemical, it is the only magic in the world. The other is bound to be transformed. Just wait a little. Don't be in a hurry. The other will take a little time. Give him opportunity. Whenever you come against something like this, a real patience, a real substantial silence. Deep down, something is touched in your heart also. Deep down, you are no more the same. Something real has penetrated like a ray of light into your darkness. The world is transformed by people who live in this world as if this world is just a dream. People are changed, transfigured by those who live in this world, unconcerned, indifferent to trivia, who live a life of inner centering, who live in the world, but don't allow the world to enter them, who live in the world, but the world does not live in them, who remain untouched, who carry their silence everywhere, in the marketplace, they remain in their inner temple. Nothing distracts them from their being. These people become catalytic agents. These people bring a totally new quality to human consciousness. A Buddha, a Jesus, a Krishna, a Muhammad. They bring another world into this world. They bring God into this world. The God descends through them, a vision. They become windows. Through them, you can have a vision, a glimpse of something that is beyond. If you are centered, not even death is capable of distracting you. And this centering is only possible if you start living each moment meditatively, fully alert, aware. Don't move like an automaton. Don't react like a mechanism. Become conscious. Collect yourself more and more so that a crystallized consciousness continuously illuminates your inner being. A flame goes on burning there and it lights wherever you move. The path, the way, whatsoever you do, it lights it. This inner flame, this inner light is there, potentially there, like a seed. Once you start using it, it sprouts. Soon you will see the spring has come and it is blossoming. And you are full of the fragrance of the unknown and the unknowable. God has descended in you.